Hello, everyone. Hello. You're radiating like mad, and if we have our way, we'll all be radiating more after this show called Radiance by Design. Hi, I'm Veronica Entwistle, and I'm here with my wonderful guides and angels and with my partner, Bob, who's the techie wizard sound guy, and with all of you. This is a call-in show. I'm going to talk about you and how you feel about your life. What are the hurdles you're trying to step out of these days? What kind of glitches do you have? Have you noticed a lot of things are happening quickly and a lot of things are changing fast? And we have all the stuff about security, the NSA, Snowden, Bradley Manning, who I feel really compassionate for right now, and a song and a hugely changing fabric of civilizations on this planet. Woo! So it's hard to just sort of relax into it and know that the community will take care of us all. But actually, we can really, and you know this, that we can make a huge impact on the community by really taking care of our own inner challenges, our inner growth, our inner, what I like to say, releasing. My guides and angels say 95% of the job is releasing. So we like to release all our defenses, things that are holding us back, limiting beliefs that have come from gosh knows how many of our tours around the universes. A lot of it's energy, isn't it? Energy work. And as we do that, and as we become more and more sovereign over ourselves, it's amazing. It's like you've set up fields around you, and your own community resonates with what you're radiating out there. And the kind of universal frequencies that you connect with as well. Have you noticed that there's an awful lot of downloads coming on through the universe these days? You feel these like little, I don't know if you feel them, but suddenly there are these like updrafts of changing energies and so on. And it may show up in our news and it may not. It may just show up inside of you where you suddenly feel very blocked and then very released, very challenged and then very changed and all of that kind of thing. But if we can suture our consciousness into our deep soul's journey and our deep love for all that is, love of life, no matter what the circumstances you're in, and how we can radiate that love out to one another, we can actually protect ourselves and we can create a very beautiful protective aura around ourselves. And that will help us get in a unison or unity with other people who are doing that. We were talking today about how some years ago, some of us have been on this path for many, many years, but some years ago, it seemed like light workers, I think it was when Bringers of the Dawn came out that it really got to be a big conversation, but light workers who are people who are meant to, souls that are meant to be on the planet in order to consciously do what we're talking about, which is raise the light, raise the field, clear themselves, release their karma, and get to the Dharma, which is the purpose, more and more will be coming into the collective. And we used to be very, very far apart. It was kind of like you get this little clutch of them here, and a little clutch of them there, a little daggle of three or four, maybe five, and then none, and so on. And a lot of us writhed around under personal growth and development and evolution, wondering if you were nuttier than a fruitcake, looking for some kind of clue as to why we had sort of strange growing pains, if you will, strange electrical fields moving through your body, mind, strange flashing visions, strange kind of not belonging and then belonging again, very odd kind of a juggling around of who we were in the world and feeling a great community with beings beyond. I'm wondering, as I say, whether we're a little bit off it, you know. Didn't dare tell a whole lot of people. But as the years went on, it was amazing. More and more and more light workers emerged until finally we're talking about it. There's all the light workers, and there are light workers coming, and they're doing this kind of group and that kind of group, and they're channeling, and they're dancing, and then there was the harmonic convergence, and there's all kinds of people doing what, near-death experiences and so on. People are really doing a lot of healing work, and healing work is manifesting more and more and more. So what do you think is going on? I'd love to think that in the collective of our species, we're rising, 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 and creating. And my guides are very clear about this, that it doesn't matter which religion you're in, which socioeconomic group, which country, which language you speak, what is your history, what is your dharma, barma, larma, whatever it is, you know, that there's still a lot rising up in every group of beings all over the world. And I just was starting to say that I'd love to imagine how so many rise up and the frequencies move up. And as we say, you become sovereign over the radiances all around you and the frequencies that you yourself choose to, what, radiate and choose to get in sync with, choose to dance with, and so on. So that finally there's this, like, growing and expanding umbrella of consciousness up over the collective that can really inspire energetically the whole collective to vibrate to a higher and higher level. It's fun, isn't it? And the idea also, as soon as I say that, I'm chuckling with my guides and angels because they're showing how what's coming down from the universe is its frequencies, yes, but you have many, many, many beings of light, many celestial beings, many beings of different levels of consciousness also beaming down through. And so that not only is it rising, but it's coming down and connecting. Isn't that exciting? So even though it's a little bit of a dog's breakfast out there, you notice there's a lot of chaos. People are dying. There's earth changes, and there's weather patterns that are changing, and there's a lot of greed, if you notice that. And as we see all that, maybe get a little worried. We're worried about our children. We're worried about abuse. We're worried about this. And we're worried about that. There is still this rising consciousness moving up and teaching us how to make selections, how to choose the frequencies that we want to embrace and that we want to be. And as that rises and rises in those of us who are choosing to do that consciously, and as I say, it can be in every religion on the planet. It doesn't have to be just because you're a metaphysician or you've studied with this person or that person. Doesn't matter. It's coming through many, many individuals in a growing number all over the planet. And it is a healing, isn't it? It's a healing for the whole world, let alone a few of us, right? So let's see. And we're also calling that, you know, I've been involved in the Oneness Blessing for quite a long time, and I haven't been going lately for a number of reasons, but one of the things that excites me a lot is that you and I aren't necessarily avatars, right? Avatars are beings that have no need to come back, but they come back to the planet in order to add higher frequencies to the collective. And usually they have a message or two. So the awakening message is coming from Amma Bhagavan, Amma and Bhagavan, who are over there in India. And I'm pretty cynical about the whole guru thing, although I'm changing all that. Because working with Amma Bhagavan and doing their the Oneness Blessing thing, all you have to do is tune in and you can feel the radiances that they're sending from where they are in India. And I go, wow, that's a big job. They have come to do that. And they say because they don't necessarily want people to be attached to them, right? They say that when they've done enough to really get that wave moving through the collective, they're going to kind of disappear and go live quietly in the Thule somewhere and not be quite as high profile because they're really quite humble people. But it's just a good example of how you and I, when we unlimit ourselves, and that seems to be a fairly big job, can grow and grow and grow our light field and our own core light field past all those woven limitations that we've taken on through past lives and through other influences, whether they're influences from our current social structure or who knows where they're all from. Maybe they're from beyond the planet. Anyway, I'm very excited about the fact we're awakening, and as the guides keep reminding us, as you choose to be sovereign over your inner self, releasing the various things that dull you, congest you, keeping you held in place. You pop up and you awaken and you spiral on up there and you radiate out a huge contribution. Everywhere you go, you're a contributor. So what I want to do tonight, I'm never quite sure what we're going to do because some of it's going to come through you, right? What we're going to do is answer your calls, which I do love to do. First thing we're going to do is a collective or a gathered meditation in our sacred geometrics, okay? And then I really want you to call in and tell me what stage you're at. How do you feel about your own personal growth? Do you have questions about it? I'm really excited to talk to you. And then we'll carry on with the guides and angels doing energy work on the kinds of problems and situations that you're going through at this time. Oh, dear, I just love talking to you on Radiance by Design. And I have had some wonderful callers, and I just get so ignited by the great changes we're all making. So let's close our eyes and join each other in a sacred geometric meditation. You've all experienced it before. And remember, when we get to see the magical screen, first you're going to create a movie about what you want to become, then a movie about what you want to create in the world, and then we're going to bring in the Galactic Healing Center, and we're going to do some hot diggity healing work on some people and a little bit on the political situation. We're going to love the planet, and then we're going to pop out and answer your questions. So close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. Breathe right into your lower belly, right? And now call in above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. Good. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now you're on a spit, aren't you? And now from the upper golden ball down to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And it's gold, too. And then upside down, pointed into the lower ball, is another four-sided pyramid. Push the two together, and you've got an octahedron in each side of the structure. And now inside that, there's a crystal ball. Good. And I can see all the shimmering, shimmering radiances all through the crystal ball. See all the different colors? And inside that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David, in which you spin and spin and spin. I love this part. I always feel really light and free when I'm spinning. I'm a little dizzy. Maybe I like being dizzy. And as you're spinning and spinning, look in front of you at a magical screen. And in the first screen, as I said, you're going to create a movie of yourself becoming what it is you want to become. And I'd like to become consciously multidimensional, consciously at any given time. And I see all the resources and people, all the help I need to become more and more multidimensional. And as I accomplish this, I dust my hands together, woohoo, and move to the second screen on which I create something special that I want to create. And what are you going to create? It can be home and family. It can be wealth. It can be well-being. It can be world travel. It can be outer space travel. Anything you want, okay? That's it. Now see the resources, the time, the people, the place, all coming together around your project to bring it to fruition. And see all the pieces coming, and as you put them all together, and your creation is a success, what does it take to sustain that? The resources, the intention, the money, the time. I was going to say in the fresh breath. And then wrap that in light when you feel really successful, and move it over to the side. Good, because it can still perk. When we move it over to the side, we can still perk. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Because you have a healing team around you. You have a great team around you. But choose the healers in your team. And if you like, call in the ancestors behind those healers as well. Each of them has their own healing team. It's an infinite supply. There's a song that goes, there's 100,000 angels by your side. Yeah, it's kind of like that, huh? So you see, there's a wonderful healing table. See yourself coming in and flopping on that table. And maybe you know what you need healing. Maybe you don't. If you don't, you can ask the healing team to show you or tell you what it is that you could work on. And some of us will go in and know what we want to work on, and we can tell them or suggest to them. You can as well change your mind and say, well, what about this instead? So you lie down on your healing table and so do I. Now, a lot of you know that I've had a pretty rough leg for quite a while, so I'm going to get them to work on my leg. And what I really want to know is, what are all the emotional and psychological things that are driving this frustration in my leg? It is getting better, in fact, but I still want to learn things. What do you want to experience in your healing? Oh, I'm getting all kinds of information. I don't know if I'm going to share it now. I might. I'm getting a lot of information about mine. I'm running energy through it. It's feeling very hot. Yeah, what's happening with you? Yeah, mine is kind of a surprise to me. Okay, when you feel you've really got the crux of the situation and you can feel the energies moving through whichever part of you is asking for healing, wrap that scenario in light, move it over to the side, and then recall your healing team to replicate themselves around a fresh healing table. Good. Now tonight I'm going to bring my friend Carol in. Carol has called in before. And you can bring in anyone you want, or you can work with Carol. And she has really intense chronic pain, and she has had for a long time. And it seems that what she's doing is unraveling some hugely mysterious pains because she locked in reactions to ancient lifetimes. And as she's been working on it, we're doing some energy here, maybe you can feel the pulse. As she's been working on it, sometimes it feels that she's never going to be done. So we're asking the angels and the guides to pull out of her spine. Well, they can tell me, but what I'm seeing here is out of her head, out of her spine, out of her base chakra, some of that cellular information that is keeping her believing in her old limitations, the lack of worthiness. There you go. Now we're pulling things out and asking them for what they can do to really ignite some change in her. But she's had a really hard time with this. I bet you know other people that have had chronic difficulties. Mm-hmm. Now it's interesting. I want all of you to take a minute and focus on your red chakra. That's at the base of your spine. Because I have several people in my mind's eye here that popped up as if the angels and guides wanted to show me this. And these are all people that have really deep financial problems. And right at this point, Carol does as well because of all the pain she's been in, how difficult it is. So I've got about five or six people here with red chakras. They're very depleted. And they have a kind of a skeletal attitude to life in them. It's hard to explain, but the red is kind of bony looking. Yeah. So I want you to drop into your red chakra and really poof it out if you're putting lipstick on the inner parts of it. And really poof it out and really make it bright, clear red. Bright, clear red. And it's a passion for life.
a passion for instinct, a passion for creation, a passion for changing what then, so that you can create and design. How about a startup? Maybe it's the chakra of the startup. What do you think of that? Good. And now, and also when I go back to Carol, I go, to really charge up that red chakra would help her regenerate some today health, not past experience that is defining her health, but today health. And now we're going to wrap that scenario in light, even all our red chakras in light, and push them over to the side and ask the angels to keep perking them for us. Will we do that, please? And now we have the team replicate themselves around a fresh healing table. And now I'm bringing in another woman who's a wonderfully highly charged and a gifted intuitive herself who's just learning how to do that. And she was rollerblading and managed to fall. And her fall has been really, really painful. So we're looking at a broken wrist. And I would say, and I've got several of you in here as well. There are several other people. Someone whose fall came from something in her stomach. This one's fall came from a lack of balance and not being aware of what your, you have some big indecisions going on, and you're not aware of it, and that's why you fell, apparently. But we'll talk about that in person a little later. And then I have several other people who have fallen. One has got a really bad leg. One has got a really rough shoulder, and one has got a very, very painful head that's been banged again. Seems to have a propensity to bang her head whenever she has to make a big decision. And part of that means she gets stuck in place. So let's go through this broad spectrum of falling, and let's see if we can get some help from the guides and angels for each one who's been falling. In order to find a solution, in order to find the clarity of a question, and there we go, in order to know what to reach for. Yeah. And the angels and guides are just loving you. Mm-hmm. That's right. Does anyone else ever get indecisive? Now wrap that in light. Each one of you has got light around you, and your job here as you go off and stew in this beautiful light frequency is to feel those questions through your body. Feel that question. Allow yourself to experience the indecision and see if you can get a feeling of what the decisions are about. Now we'll move that over to the left, and we ask the team to replicate themselves. And again, we bring in someone. This one has a rather interesting kind of terribly, terribly painful hip. And he's had some surgery, and everyone's waiting for the pathological report, but he looks like he's still in pain. Right, so we're bringing him in. That's right, we're asking about the pain. Now, it's interesting because he himself has also experienced some kind of deep fragility and deep, deep wounding, way deep. And he feels almost unable to support himself emotionally. Sometimes with men, there's an expectation of them being big and tough and strong. But some men are very, very vulnerable. And this one is very, very sensitive. And we're asking the angels to please help with his hip and see if we can do some magical healing. And they're moving hands around him and supporting his healing, see if we can increase the rate of his healing. Who are you working on? We're talk about it after. Now let's wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. Good. And move it over to the side. And now we're going to bring in a fresh healing table for our political situation. It's very tumultuous out there, and people are having an awful time trusting any of the systems. And you and I know that there's a shake, rattle, and roll going on in terms of economic systems, political systems, oh, even the housing and mortgages and the security systems and the invasion of privacy and justice. Oh, my goodness, it's hard to know what to believe in. And because of all the communications, we're hearing so much stuff. And the thing that bothers me the most, and I'd like to put this on the table, is the whole thing about lobbying for ideas and whose idea is right. It's all about making money. It's not really about truth. So I would like to put all that on the table, put that whole idea of truth, us knowing, us keeping our resonance high enough and centered enough that we can glean the truth out of the barrage of crazy information that's being marketed to us in any given time. How's that? Is that a small or a big journey? I guess what's the smallest part of it is just you yourself learning to be clear enough and purified enough to really resonate with dissonance, knowing where there's dissonance, or knowing where there's really truth, the truth at this time. You see what I mean? And if you clear a lot of interference, you'll really resonate with situations in such a way as to know what's true for you. So let's all sit on that table and do some, what should we put on the table? I don't know whether to put us on the table or all the information. Let's put the information stew on the table, okay? Just for fun, let's play. Put that information stew on the table. Call in our team to replicate themselves and to also, and surround the table, but also to bring in all the ancestors that can come in as well, all the ancestors that can help disconnect us from the belief of what isn't true, so we can learn, in this huge swill of information how to see it spiral and turn and become a huge stew of community support and of growth and of protection for one another and for our planet. To me, it's like a huge stew that has to boil up its old crud and purify its effect. How's that? There's a lot of guides and angels around. I don't know if that was clear to you, but it's kind of clear to me. There we go. And then we're just stewing the information. Yeah. And then burning through it. That's right. And then whilst we're clearing on the table, each one of you just clear yourself and see if you can burn out some of the old fetters of limitation so that you yourself can perceive and can feel and experience what's really true and what isn't. And you feel that? And that's only a glimpse, isn't it? But we can do more and more of this. Now wrap that in light and move it to the side. And now raise your hands up into the air. Let's draw in some beautiful golden light with a lot of pink in it. Bring it down to the top of your head and have it whirl through your heart and have it shoot down your arm. Pop out your hand and take those hands and pat them on the world. Anywhere you see pain and suffering and loss and confusion and war and deception and all of these old things that are the human, the grist for the human mill. See? That's right. As we learn about love and caring and evolution. There we go. And we're going to pat the whole globe. So wherever there's dissension, lying, cheating, competitive hoo-ha, ego, greed, greed is a kind of a big deal, isn't it? And just keep patting the world until most of the world, if not all of it, has a beautiful atmosphere of gold and pink and feel that, see that, know that.
Good.
And our healing team and all those tremendous beings beyond them, the healing team, healing team, healing team, healing team. Good. And have them go round and round and round the planet until it comes up back into your hands, up your arms, swirl round and round in your heart, shoot up through your neck and right out through your head, and right out there into the great central sun. And now you pop out of the healing room, the galactic healing center, close it off, pop into your star tetrahedron, your beautiful three-dimensional star, and spin 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 and come into the room with me, Veronica Entwistle, wanting to talk to you, me and my guides and angels. I hope you're going to call in. And let's see, what are the numbers? They're up on your screen, and I know some of you are all set to call in. Come on, don't be shy. Okay, so you're going to be shy. I can really feel a wonderful frequency. We did a great job, didn't we? So what's going on in your world? Let's see, how many of you are awakened or awakening? There's a number of things going on. There's a number of teachers and people around the world who are talking about awakening. Besides Amma Bhagavan and the Om blessing givers that are on the computer these days, where you hit the computer at the right time and click into the live stream, and you get to go into these really amazing frequency meditations with different Om blessing givers. Oh, it's wonderful. And then there's Eckhart Tolle is talking about awakening. Joe Dunning is talking about awakening. I believe William Henry. I don't know all the people that are, but it's just stunning if you flip on your, if you go into the metaphysical shift and what's going on with ascension these days, you'll hear all about awakening. And what does it mean? How many of you had the experience where you feel like you're waking up? I get it sometimes. And for me, what it means is a sense of being much bigger than my physical environment is or the descriptions that I am. Feeling that the fetters of limitations and old beliefs that are holding me down or containing me and helping me identify with them kind of free up. I remember saying a couple of weeks ago, I felt love all the time. It didn't matter how much consternation was going on at any given time. I felt such love. I don't always have that, but I remember thinking, wow, it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Everything is love. So I know that that was a flash of awakening. I know that that was a flash of awakening. And the other thing that awakening is just looking at people and sometimes going, oh, it's like I can see through them and I can see their motivation and I can perceive what it is they're going through that they're healing. So instead of being, say, upset and angry with people or feeling competitive, I just feel fascinated by the fact that, oh, we're just these amazing beings with all these incredible old reactions, responses, and densities going on inside. And then something shifts and you suddenly just see through it all. Have you experienced any of that? So call in 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I really want you to call, don't I? You make my life a whole lot easier. All right, so let's just take a look at some of you out there. Now, there's somebody, ooh, my goodness, hang on a sec. There's somebody whose third eye, let's see. Maybe what we should do is all focus on your third eye. There's somebody who's got a third eye that is pulsing, and it feels when the third eye is trying to wake up, talk about awakening, and it wants to see beyond, it'll feel a little bit like a sinus headache. It's pulsing and it pushes and it sort of hurts at the forehead. Some of you have got that going on right now. The other place to call in when that's going on is to reach up with your mind's eye and drop a golden spiraling light from the great central sun in through to the top of your head. And it really cuts into that channel there, or cuts a channel into that. You know, we have these fields of energy around us that keep us kind of contained, and they keep us sort of protected so that we're kind of normally on the planet. But if you can draw in, I can see some of you have got this pulsing third eye, and if you can draw in this spiraling golden light and connect the two, it's amazing how much more awakened you're going to feel. You're going to feel like you can hear your guides better, you can hear beyond, you can see beyond, and it's a great way to awaken. And another thing to do is to go right through. When you've got that spiraling light, run it from the upper, from the great central sun, as we started talking about, from the great central sun into the top of your head, into the violet chakra, and spin it round and round, clearing out your head and in behind your third eye, and then bring it down and clear around in your neck. Remember, the neck is consciousness itself. It's literally a bottleneck where you're trying to transform the effects of your experiences so that your voice resonates with all the wisdom you've got. And have that spiraling light move through the chest. Good. And move spiral through your solar plexus, your personal power center, and your belly area. That's right. And then down through the genitals. And have the light spiral through both your legs, spiraling through the support of the male and the support of the female, the old programs that you've got lodged in there, and have the spiraling light work with your knees, whirling and whirling and burning up any leftover fears of the flexibility and vulnerability there, and the spiraling light swirling through your calves and through your ankles and through your feet, and then shooting into the earth. It's a really wonderful thing, because there's a number of you that are trying to open the third eye, and I'm saying, really get in there and scour the inner part of your being. Let's see what else we can look at. I'm seeing here a number, oh my goodness. I got this wonderful, I believe, middle-aged woman, and I believe it's your left shoulder. I don't know if it's left or right, but I think it's left. The reason I don't know, and most of you already know this, is as an intuitive, you couldn't quite often mirror somebody. So if it's left, it might be right to me, and, you know, give a little poetic license, right? But anyway, somebody's got a very, very painful shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, just pay attention to your shoulders, guys. Okay, so now there, when I go to this person's shoulder, I just see in it there's a deep, deep sadness. That's a very sad situation. I don't know what the sadness is. You're the one that's going to decide it. But when I go into the sadness of the shoulder, it's interesting because the legs get really funny as well. There's a connection between understanding support and how your shoulder pain is. And I do believe it's the left side because it has to do with the heart. It's mostly to do with the shoulder, but the heart is speaking of sadness right underneath that shoulder. And I want to say to you, don't give up, because one of the things, first of all, if you keep moving your shoulder around in a circle and stop babying it, and you'll notice when you move your shoulder in a circle, then your left leg gets really funny. There's a real connection to get these energy flows going through your body. Good. Very good. And I think you'll find if you keep running the energy through the left side of your body and going back into the shoulder and then drawing that the light that we talked about at the beginning that spirals in from the great central sun, you can use a light like that, spiral it around in your shoulder, and then spiral it down the whole left side of your being. Because you'll notice in the pain that you're in, when your left shoulder's locked and you start playing with it, your left leg will go kind of nuts. So, and it's good. It's telling you it wants to wake up the energy flow. You need to look at your feminine side as well. The feminine side of our being is so different, isn't it? It's like, this is true for you guys as well. The feminine side of your being is not, I know we've been very, very competitive in the patriarchy. And I learned from Lee Gerdes when we were talking about the brain state technologies that men have a much more, they respond more to beauty as part of the mating dance. Men respond more to beauty than women do in terms of the mating dance. They have a bigger occiput. I think it's a bigger part of the brain that's in the visual section. And apparently one of the reasons we're so competitive with each other is because in the old way of living, women were totally dependent on having a male in order to survive, right? So we learned to compete, nudge each other out of the way, and attract the man in and be the prettier one or whatever, you know? But we're growing out of that. We don't need to do it that way anymore. We're learning how to be self-sufficient, but also there's a lot about the patriarchy that's hurt our men as well. So a lot of us are learning, men included, to bring up a new attitude, and it's the attitude of caring for the community and redeveloping community. Maybe the internet is part of that, you know, because it's developed a system whereby we can talk to people all over the world, and where people have been trapped and isolated, feeling less than, and different cultures and so on, they've learned to make friends and develop community with people they may never see. It's really amazing. But we've heard over and over again that there's a rising feminine power in our species these days, where we're moving up, the feminine is moving up to nudge over the patriarchy and say, you know, we need to care about each other. We need to care about Mother Earth, and caring is a very, very powerful tool. So is love. And I think things are going to really start to adjust in a rapid way. So going back to my friend who has a sore shoulder and saying, your feminine side is really trying to speak instead of being sad and held back, you're going to find a really interesting way to speak into the world, even if your physical isn't as powerful as you want it to be. Good for you, and you got to tune in and tell us what's going on. Now let's see who else is there out there. Okay, some of you are waiting and waiting. You've been waiting a long time to manifest something or another. I can see that. It's almost as if there's a freeze on certain people's manifestation. That's a difficult thing, isn't it? So I want you to call up. I wonder how many of you are feeling like that. I see a whole bunch of you, male and female. You think you've done all the work, and you know what? Part of the problem is that we don't have a very good sense of time, all right? So, and the fact is, when you want to manifest a connection to someone, or you want to manifest the return of someone and so on, you're not the only one involved in this manifestation. Sometimes in the waiting, there's some gold, isn't there? So I want to say, well, maybe I'll leave that one for now. Okay, now we're going to go into someone else. Oh, there! I said to the guides, who shall we talk to now? And what they want to do is talk to somebody who's got stomach aches. Stomach aches. Is that you? You've got stomach aches. And I don't mean belly. I mean stomach. Personal power center. And there's a number of you who are struggling within yourself to feel what we were talking about earlier, that awakening is becoming sort of true to yourself, releasing a whole bunch of limitations and radiating who you are. But one of the biggest stumbling blocks of that is empathy. So very often in the personal power center, in the solar plexus, in your actual stomach, we're taking on other people's energy. If you've ever had a loss in your life, and I don't think there's one person listening to this show who hasn't had some loss, you'll probably feel like there's a hole in your solar plexus at times. Because when I asked what we should talk to next, the guides immediately showed me clutching their solar plexus, clutching their stomach. Because as these things change and the system seems to break down and people aren't as reliant on income and resources and holidays and things that you could be sure about, there's a whole question inside about your personal power, whether you're safe. But they say that you're often locked in by the feelings that come from other people as well. So herein is how the species, our species, can start carrying a whole belief, a whole attitude from one to the other. Gosh, I don't feel powerful. The person beside me doesn't feel powerful either, and the person beside me doesn't feel powerful either. And the chance that you give yourself is to bring up that feeling and say, is this mine? This feeling that's locked in to my stomach, is this mine? And if it is not really yours, it's going to shift slightly. See, I took on the ones that I was feeling tonight as we're talking. And as soon as I said that, it shifted because I'm not feeling that right now. I have felt it and I feel it really easily, but I'm not feeling that tonight. So you see, some of you are feeling a pain that is going around right now. I want you to ask yourself again, is this mine? Yeah. And you also might want to ask, so a lot of you just shifted, you know. So you might want to laugh at yourself and go, oh, that's a way to create a common belief, a status quo, isn't it? So clear it, and more clear it. Then you want to call in your guides and angels for the highest good of all concerned. You want to throw in a holy name. I always say in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, or you can use Jesus or any name that you really revere and is usually used in reference because the name used in reverence regularly will have more of a presence to it too, won't it? Or you can even ask for the presence. So when you're asking if it's yours, you want to say in the name of whoever you pray to as well. Can you please take this and clear this? Now, I still have someone here. Now, there's a real tie. This is a little bit complicated for radio, but anyway, there's someone here who has some bad news, two bad news. And one of the interviews I did for Paradigm Shifters this week was a rerun of Dr. Wayne Topping. And he's a kinesiologist. It's an old interview. It's up on podcast now. You can get it on my site, veronicaantwistle.com. But it's really interesting because I've had some knee problem, which you already know about. So I'm seeing this person that I started talking to about your solar plexus, and they're showing, it's making me laugh actually, guides and angels are showing that you should use a technique Dr. Wayne Topping was referring to, which is if you've got knee problems, massage the lower parts of your lungs, of your rib cage. Just rub the lower part of your rib cage. And one of my clients, who's also a friend, called to see how I was a while back, and he's been studying martial arts and Chinese medicine. And I said I had a knee problem, and he said, oh, yes, when it's a knee, you want to massage your kidney point because knees and kidneys are very related. So it's really interesting. I'm looking and I'm going, personal power, solar plexus, kidney is insecurity, knees are fear of flexibility and vulnerability, right? So if you take all of those things together, and also the fact that your stomach can be taken over by someone else's feeling, it gives you a certain vulnerability as well, doesn't it? So there we've just tied together a whole bunch of different things that you and I can use to clear personal power issues and fear of vulnerability and also physical discomfort. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Thanks for not calling in, you guys. You're making me do all the work tonight. My up-and-coming paradigm shifter is going to be delightful to you, Ashtar. Lady Ashtar, Terry Simons, is going to be talking with us and also channeling Ashtar, who we love. I love Ashtar. He's a little like Galaxus in that he will talk about, he will talk about world events and world situations and doesn't mind getting down and dirty in the third dimension as well as the other dimensions. So I really look forward to that. I hope you're going to tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And also, you can pick up the podcast Wednesday, Louisiana on Wednesday. Check out Dr. Wayne Topping as well. He's on my podcast this week. It was put up yesterday. So let's see if I can do one final thing. Let's see here. There's a person I'm seeing who should be singing. Isn't that funny? I'm seeing somebody who gets a lot of headaches and that she should be singing. And they say here that singing, well, you know this from your throat chakras, singing hitches the right and left sides of the brain. And they're showing here that this woman, I want you to see this, she gets pulsing headaches, especially on the left side, and her brain, almost like it gets inflamed. Boy. So she has inflammation in the brain, and that's really hard. And they're saying here, you all might try this, that it's actually really fun for her to sing it away, you know, to intone or tone it up and sing and see if she can. It will apparently reduce the inflammation. I've never heard of that before, but that's what the guides are saying right now. And I think I told you that I went to an Judith Kravitz breath workshop. I only went to one day of it, the introduction day, but I had her on my Paradigm Shifters, and she was doing breathing, and in her transformational breath work, it's amazing how many kinds of things she can help you heal, or not she, but her technique can help you heal. So when I see my friend with the headaches, and I see the singing, and I see the inflammation, I'm reminded of Judith Kravitz's transformational breath. And in hers, she does this really wonderful diaphragmatic breathing that takes you right, for me, it's right down to the pubic bone. You breathe right into that area in a very deep way, and then you relax it out and you keep doing that back and forth. But it will shift the inflammation, and it will also improve how the throat chakra works, and how the concentration works, and a lot of healing for my friend who gets these headaches. One more thing, I want to say that it's a wonderful way to do something with aging and the tension that a lot of people feel with aging. Because Judith, as Judith said, that like a lot of the reasons we have aches and pains is because we're not handling our changes very well, or we're not handling what happened before and the kind of stresses we embody and we've taken on. And the breathing will help you to go through all these different mini transitions or big transitions with more grace. And back to what I was talking about earlier, feeling love in every circumstance and releasing the old beliefs and the thoughts and the feelings that might weigh your karma down as you make your transition. And I guess everything, I've heard this from other spiritual teachers, that everything in life is about meeting our transition with grace and joy and a real feeling of success on this plane and in terms of our growth. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in, you guys. But I hope that you'll check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, for the updates on podcasts and the updates. I'm doing little mini videos, so you might want to check those out and let me know what you think. And also, ask Veronica, hit that button and tell me what kind of guests you'd like to hear about or hear from, and what are comments that you have on either this show or questions that you have or comments on guests that we have, or if you want a session with me and my guides and angels. VeronicaEntwistle.com. Thank you so much for listening. Take a deep breath and breathe out blessings to one another. Good night.